KTOO would like to acknowledge that we broadcast from the homelands of the Akkwan. The Hlinne Di have stewarded this area for thousands of years. The tidelands where our studios sit are now covered over with buildings, roads, and parking lots, but they were once a source of food, a place to maintain smokehouses, and a place to gather driftwood for fuel. In sharing this history, KTOO hopes to honor the ancestors and the descendants of the Akkwan. We recognize those families who have never relinquished their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways and continue to cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront for today and for future generations. We'd also like to take a moment to say thank you to the individuals who helped us craft our daily land acknowledgement. Gracias to Vera Starbird, who planted the idea of making it super place specific and guided us on the pronunciation. Lillian Petershore, who created so much of the beautiful structure, Ishmael Hope, who gave additional ideas, and Ernestine Hayes, Bob Sam, and Fran Houston, who gave important feedback. We are grateful to everyone offering us guidance as we grow as an organization. The Alaska State Museum opened its long-awaited exhibit, The Spirit Wraps Around You. What museum curators describe is a once-in-a-lifetime collection of Northwest Coast textiles featuring the work of Alaska Native weavers from across the generations. Juno Afternoon was invited to Friday's dedication ceremony. Rhonda McBride says, "It's as if an old spirit wrapped around you to embrace you in a rich tradition.
The Wishteen dance group gave the blankets their first official welcome, winding through weavings in the gallery. Sacred textiles, known today as Raven's Tail and Chilkat robes. Steve Hendrickson, a curator at the State Museum, says that this exhibit has been 30 years in the making.
These truly unique techniques that were invented here for making these robes using local materials, mountain goat wool and yellow cedar bark.
24 robes gathered together, some made by modern weavers, others made generations ago. Among the oldest, a raven's tail robe on loan from a museum in Toronto that dates back sometime in the early to mid-1800s. Very few exist today. Another robe borrowed from another museum, a Chilkat robe, also from the 1800s, is thought to be one of the finest examples of its kind in the world.
It's really quite a unique story to be able to tell it here for the first time. There's never been an exhibit like this that traces the history of the weaving.
Both blankets are bookends to a big gap in the weaving tradition. The raven's tail had geometric designs outlined in mountain goat wool that was dyed black. The transition from raven's tail to the more colorful Chilkat style with curved designs is lost to history.
We hope that the demonstration of their prowess and artistry is an inspiration for the young weavers who hopefully we'll carry this tradition forward into the next century, although with Chilkat weaving, there's only a handful of weavers in the world who are capable of weaving a robe.
For others like Lyle James, leader of the dance group, and also in the revival of Tlingit language and culture, it was important to thank the weavers.
Everyone who helped you, everybody who taught you, they talked to you every time you work on those blankets. You can hear their voices as they say, "Don't forget to do this." You hear them say, "I'm proud of you. Ich adutzin. You are precious."
Among the weavers in the room, Lonnie Hotch, a master weaver from Klukwan.
It kind of took my breath away. And I do have this belief that the energy of the weaver stays with the weaving forever.
Lonnie Hotch is almost positive that the visiting raven's tail robe was made by one of her ancestors. A design board with the same pattern has been passed down through her family for generations.
You spend so many hours at the loom weaving, and part of you goes with it. And so we're taught to be mindful of that, that we are weaving this that's going to last beyond our lifetime and be worn by many people, and so we have to do it in a good way. We can't harbor bitterness and bad feelings when we're weaving.
In a way that almost feels like a family reunion, weavers at the exhibit opening studied the robes with a sense of awe and wonder, like long-lost relatives, much better to see and enjoy in person than from photographs that do not do them justice. For Juno Afternoon, I'm Rhonda McBride.
The exhibit will be at the State Museum until October. KTOO recorded the dedication ceremony and will broadcast it at a later date.